Until you understand the power of the blood, the purpose of the blood, and the protection of the blood, you will never comprehend world history or God's plan for your salvation. The crimson stream of blood begins at the gates of Genesis with Adam and Eve. They sinned, and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. They were naked and ashamed. God found them there hiding from him. The Creator appeared with animal skins from freshly slaughtered animals to cover their nakedness. The principle was established that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The principle was also established that the innocent must suffer for the guilty. 3,000 years later, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lamb of God for sinners slain, innocent and holy, was slaughtered on a Roman cross for your redemption and for your redemption and for mine outside the gates of the city of Jerusalem. Revelation 13:8 says the cross was the destiny of Jesus Christ from the Garden of Eden until the moment he was crucified. John the Revelator writes, the Lamb of God was to be slain from the foundations of the earth. That means that Jesus Christ in the economy of God was planned to die at Calvary before Genesis 1:1 ever happened. I say that because there were people who teach a false doctrine. They teach the doctrine that Jesus came to be the reigning Messiah over the Jewish people, which is wrong. Jesus came, and because the Jewish people rejected him, God had to go to plan B and let him be crucified. That is a false doctrine from start to stop. It is false because the Bible says it was God's plan for Jesus to die for your sins and mine before Jesus was ever born in Bethlehem's manger. The blood of Jesus Christ is supernatural protection for the righteous. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from sin. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The blood heals your body. By his stripes we are healed. There is no disease, there is no sickness that can match the power of Jesus Christ's blood. The blood protects you from harm and danger. There is literally a bloodline around you, a bloodline that's around you. The blood of Jesus Christ terrifies demon powers. The blood of Christ liberates you from your past and guarantees you your future. Thank you, Father God, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that died on the cross to redeem us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise in the house. Consider the power of the blood and the message of the cross. In most of America's churches right now, the message I'm preaching today would be considered too controversial. We have abandoned the preaching of the cross for a feel-good, hot tub Christianity. That's what I call it. The result is today we have mass murders in shopping centers. We have madmen with AR-15 automatic rifles invading our schools and slaughtering our children. Churches and synagogues are being soaked in the blood of their members by cold-blooded killers who become national celebrities on television. I make an appeal to the television networks of this nation. Those sick people enjoy seeing their picture on television after the slaughter. Please keep their picture off of the screen and their names out of the paper, because you're only feeding that madness. In America, anarchy is in the streets. Anti-Semitism rages in this nation. Jewish people are being chased down the streets of New York. Policemen are being shot on sight, murdered. They're being murdered in their squad cars. They're being shot trying to protect we the people from the barbarians in the street. In America, 200,000 children are being kidnapped every year by sex traffickers. Sex traffickers enslave them to a life of drugs and prostitution. The majority of them are never rescued. They live to be about 22 or 23 and then commit suicide to escape the endless hell that they're living. That's in America. Russia would not allow that. China would not allow that. We're letting it happen in this nation of what is allegedly the free and the brave. Wake up, America. It's time to take this nation back to basic morality. Satan's greatest fear is the blood of Jesus Christ. The secret of unlimited power in our preaching and in our praying is that precious blood. It is the blood that makes the Word of God powerful. It is the blood that terrorizes Satan and every demon in hell. It is the blood that sets the captives free and crushes the chains of oppression. It is the blood that guarantees our salvation and conquers death, hell, and the grave. It is the blood that brings healing, for by his stripes we are healed. It is the blood that breaks generational curses, and some of you are suffering from a generational curse. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for you at the cross. One drop of precious blood from the veins of the Son of God sets you free from the bondage of sin. It makes your sins, though they be red like crimson, to be whiter than snow. The blood buries your sin in the deepest sea, never, never, never to be remembered against you anymore. Give the Lord praise in this house. One drop of blood from the Lamb of God. An angel's write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life with eternal life guaranteed. The stench of your sin is washed away with one drop of that blood. One thing God cannot do is remember sin that has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Without one drop of blood shed at Calvary, you are no longer a slave to sin and Satan. Your chains are broken emotionally and physically. You instantly become a child of the King. In God's tomorrow, you're going to wear a dazzling white robe of righteousness. You're going to live in mansions of splendor created by the architect of the ages. You are a member of the family of God. Hallelujah for the cross and the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise in the house. What is the symbolism of the communion? Symbolically, communion is a blood transfusion from the throne of God. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the New Testament. Drink all of it." Why? Because Adam's blood was poisoned with the virus of sin in the garden. And that virus lasted for 6,000 years as it came down to you and me. Adam died of blood poisoning. So strong that 6,000 years later, the virus of sin lives in the blood of every carnal man on earth. If the virus is in your blood, the only solution is a blood transfusion. Listen, when we lift the communion cup to our lips, we symbolically take in the supernatural life-changing power of Jesus Christ that drives that virus and sickness out. The point is, when you take the Holy Communion, Satan sobs. He says, "I've lost him. I've lost her." They are now covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. They are untouchable. They are covered with the divine power that Jesus Christ has given to those that he loves. You have disease in your bloodstream right now. I believe communion taken worthily sends sickness and disease running for cover. Driven out by the unlimited power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Glory, glory, glory to his name for the Holy Communion. Communion taken unworthily will send you to your grave. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11:29, "He that eateth and drinketh the communion unworthily drinks damnation to himself." The blood demands our unity. Every 23 seconds, The blood makes the complete loop, connecting every member of your body. The Church of Jesus Christ is one body. The body is unified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Denominations divide us. The blood unifies us. Doctrines divide us. The blood unifies us. I've heard people argue over the fact, were you baptized? When you baptized, did you? Or did they put you down once, twice, or three times? Wow. It's like being in water longer makes you more spiritual. If that's so, I know some folks who need to be staked out in deep water overnight. Racial issues divide us. The blood unifies us. There is no white church, black church, or brown church. There is only the blood-bought Church of Jesus Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are the family of God. Act like it. Jesus commanded us, love one another as I have loved you. When the church starts loving one another, we will become the most powerful fraternity in the United States of America. It's time to stand up and be who we are without apology. Christians who believe the word, practice the word, pray the word, receive the cross in Jesus' name. Give him praise in the house.
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age.
Spiritual warfare is a battle between light and darkness. Yet as believers in Christ, you're not alone. God has not left you defenseless. Trust that the King of Kings has armed you well for this spiritual battle.
With your gift of any amount, we will send you our new devotional, Spiritual Warfare, as well as the Bible Tabs. This devotional is filled with scriptures, testimonies, and practical steps to fight for faith and embrace God's will. For your generous gift of $150, we'll send you the full Spiritual Warfare collection, including a stylish Bible cover, the Three Heavens book, and the Angels and Demons study guide.
Draw near to our Savior. With Him by your side, the battle is already won.
Send your best gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/warfare.
The blood of Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Secular humanist state, we are all on different roads going to the same place. Wrong. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That God law, not mine. There is no other way to forgiveness other than the blood of Jesus Christ. In Exodus 12, we read that on the night when the death angel passed through Egypt, executing judgment upon the firstborn, he kept the promise that he had made to the children of Israel. The Bible says, and the blood shall be for you a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. End of quote. The blood on the doorpost kept the death angel away from that house. Had they put jewels on the side post and diamonds in the door, it would not have kept the death angel away. Had rubies gleamed like a fiery red flame from every doorknob, it would not have kept the death angel away. Had diamonds shone like miniature suns from every side post, the death angel would have come right in. Had silver and gold covered the front porch, it would not stop the death angel. The only thing that would stop the angel would be the lamb's blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Have you placed the blood of Jesus Christ over the doorpost of your soul? No? Then you are lost. That's God's opinion. You and your family are defenseless against Satan's power. You live under the curse of sin and Satan. You are his puppet, because the Bible says you will either be a servant to Christ or a slave to Satan. Jesus said, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Matthew 26:28. There is no remission without the shedding of blood. There is no remission without the shedding of blood. What mountains of pride and conceit those words bring low. the fact that there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood makes all men equal before God. Have you ever been to the cross? Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Listen, why was Calvary necessary? You don't understand the blood atonement until you understand why was Calvary necessary? Because there is something horrible from which men must be saved. What? It is an eternity without God. The Bible calls it eternity called hell. Calvary is meaningless until you see its necessity. God puts the blood-stained cross of Calvary with its blood across the path of every person walking the road that leads to hell. I repeat, Calvary is meaningless until you understand why it was necessary. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen the dark and disturbing phrase of John 3:16? Preachers and teachers everywhere dwell on that verse, and what a mighty verse it is. But there's one phrase that we overlook. A word mightily and visibly powerful and terrible. And that word is perish. There's a difference between ignoring Scripture and interpreting Scripture. Listen to John 3:16. God so loved the world. Yay, wonderful. That he gave his only son. Terrific. That whosoever believeth should not perish. Perish? Did you say perish? That one word is why Calvary was absolutely necessary. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You live under the curse of the law, which brings the wrath of God. Fear and insecurity will be your constant companions. Disease and sickness will destroy you and your family. Fear, depression, anxiety, worry, insecurity, regret will be your constant companions. When you die, you will open your eyes in the place called hell. And the Bible says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. Why? Why? Because you rejected Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sins of the world, and the precious blood, whose one drop can cleanse you and give you eternal life. We have unlimited power for protection. This is my confession. I, John Hagee, am free from the curse of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. What does that do? When I walk down the streets of this city or any other city, the demons of hell scatter in terror, saying, "Let that guy alone. He is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We cannot touch him. We cannot touch him. We cannot touch him." When I die and my soul leaves this clay tent and angels escort me through the second heaven is Satan's bedroom. The prince of darkness is going to see you coming and he's going to see me coming and say, "Let them pass, let them pass. The blood of the cross is on their brow. We can't touch them." As we sail through Satan's bedroom to mansions on high in the third heaven, when I stand before Christ's throne in glory, I will join the heavenly host singing heaven's number one song on the hit parade, recorded by John the Revelator, quote, "Thou art worthy, for you have redeemed us by your shed blood out of every tribe, out of every tongue, and out of every nation." Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise in this house. Heaven is a heartbeat away. Not one person in this audience can guarantee that you'll be here next Sunday. The Bible says that. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what another day may bring forth. Heaven is a heartbeat away, but so is the chambers of hell. Which one is going to be your eternal home? The Bible says, if I, John Hagee, warn you through the Word of God, about the blood atonement, if you hear this and you refuse to accept Jesus Christ as your substitute on the cross, The wrath of God abides on you. Today is the day of salvation. You're either going to be a slave to sin and Satan, or you're going to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Which are you? Which are you? Where are you going to spend eternity? If God came today, where will you spend eternity? The blood atonement will tell the message. Can we stand to our feet with our heads bowed in the presence of God? How many of you are in this room say, Pastor, I would like to pray today that the bloodline of divine protection will be drawn around myself and my family, that we will receive the supernatural protection that comes from God. Can I see your hand? How many of you in this room would say, Pastor, the Bible says by his stripes we can be healed. Those stripes produced crimson stream of blood flowing down his back. You today want to be healed, or someone in your family wants to be healed. I want you to slip your hand up. We're going to pray for that today. How many of you in this room can say, Pastor, there's unconfessed sin in my life. I am not ready for judgment day. And today I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want the blood atonement to cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. Slip your hand up. If that describes you, let me see your hand. God bless you. Dozens all over this sanctuary. Those of you that lifted your hands to pray for divine protection, would you slip your hand up right now? Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the divine and supernatural protection of the blood of Jesus Christ over my life and over the lives of my family. The prince of darkness cannot touch us because of the shed blood that Jesus Christ has placed over the doorpost of our soul. We are free from the prince of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord praise in the house. Those of you who raised your hand to be healed, or someone in your family to be healed, lift your hand. Pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the healer, I bring to you my family for divine healing and supernatural health. By your blood and your stripes, we are healed. You said if we ask, we would receive. And today, we receive divine health and supernatural healing for the members of our family who are not well. Let that healing stream come today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To those of you who are here, right now, the Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice over one person who has come to receive the Lord. There's a Super Bowl happening in heaven right now because of you. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin. Wash me in the blood of your cross. From this moment forward, I will be your servant, and you will be the Lord of my life. I will read and obey the Word of God. I am now committed to the Lord Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us. Join us each Sunday and be blessed with our entire service live.
Here, in this format, you only get a portion of the message. We invite you to be a part of our Sunday services at 8:30 and 11 o'clock or 6:30 p.m. at jhm.org/watch. Now stay tuned. Pastor Hagee has a blessing just for you.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to stand up.
God has made it possible for us to reach the nations of the world.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
We're saving the world one life at a time. He who saves one life saves the world.
The latter years are going to be greater than the former years.
Honor Pastor Hagee's 65 years of ministry and go to jhm.org/65 years.
Cornerstone Church invites you to Feast 2023, October 20th to 22nd. This is an event you don't want to miss, filled with midway games, food, free rides, and spectacular fireworks. Musical guests, Planet Shakers, and Torrin Wells. A life-changing message by Pastor Matt Hagee. Sunday evening, we will conclude with our Night to Honor Israel with Pastor John Hagee. So mark your calendars for Feast 2023, October 20th to 22nd. For more information, call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/feast.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God give you the grace to let go of the pain of your past, to let go of the anger, the hurt, the bitterness over past offenses. May he fill you with the fruit of the Spirit as you abide in him. May you forgive those who have hurt you, not becoming their prisoner and allowing their offense to control your thoughts and emotions. Know that the Holy Spirit will empower you to live a life filled with peace that surpasses understanding and joy that knows no bounds. May God's favor be visibly upon you. Receive this blessing in Jesus' name.